of you listening. There are events in our lives that we recall and remember with love and some sadness, and so is the event of the apparitions of Blessed Mother. We think of the last century, we remember some people, we remember circumstances, we remember how many people were taken to police stations for interrogations. We remember all the doubts that accompanied these events 32 years ago. 1981, the world was in political turmoil. Already changes in the Eastern Bloc were sensed, and on the other side still the way was looked for how everything which was concluded in 1968, how these events, conclusions will be put in practice. Marco Aurelio perhaps describes it best. When we lose trust in ourselves, society falls apart. When society falls apart, something new happens. What happened here? Blessed Mother appeared in Biakovice with baby Jesus in her arms, and we all know that Blessed Mother wants to give her son Jesus once again to all of us. We are a nation that were persecuted, humiliating, dispersed throughout the world. Today, perhaps some even being in a trap of atheism. Here there is this woman clothed in a sun who is talking about the crisis and is calling us to follow her. Some cannot understand the wisdom of God. It is not given to them. Others then again, because of their haughtiness, because this event as well, the apparitions of Blessed Mother were accompanied with a lot of doubt and lack of belief. There were some who denied openly that Our Lady appeared, others who were saying, where is this grace coming from that the Mother of our God would come to visit us? And she said, I am the Queen of Peace. And what is peace? From the depth, most profound part of our being, human being is longing for peace. Peace means completeness. Peace is expression for the welfare in everyday life. Peace and blessing, salvation, life. Peace, finally, is that good which is opposed to that what is evil. Blessed Mother speaking my mother tongue, the tongue of my nation, she speaks and says, pray for peace and convert yourselves. Conversion does not happen without prayer. Prayer is the conversation with God, but we have to listen to what God is telling us as well. Conversion is the beginning of new life in accord with what Jesus is asking from us. Repentance, brothers and sisters, is not going to diminish us or lessen our honor, but when we repent, we are bigger than ourselves. Sins can be corrected with tears when there is true repentance. We have heard in Gospel on Sunday how that public sinner, a sinful woman, washed Jesus' feet with her tears, and Jesus teaches Pharisee that God loves a repenting heart. Then remember the parable about those two men who were in debt, one 50, another 500 daily wages. Who will love more? Of course, the one who owed more, because more was forgiven to him. When we speak of fasting, it is always connected to sacrifice, but fasting will strengthen and fortify our will, our humility before God and the world. Hence, the fathers of church have been teaching us that there is fasting from the world, fasting from food, and fasting from our own ego. particularly now I would like to speak about fasting from the world. Be in the world, but do not be of the world, Jesus says. We are witnesses of sin around us, haughtiness, crime, murders, robbers, abusing workers, etc. All this we can call a flood of our modern times. God called Noah just men. The fathers of church call the church a new ark, a new Noah's ark, which receives everybody who wants to be saved. Christians will not escape from this world, but will not take upon themselves the sins of the world. The Christian must renounce the world. Take it in moderation. There was a woman carrying a statue of Blessed Mother, and that said to her friend, I carry this statue because I am certain then that I am not alone. In the chaos of life, difficulties, in fear from what tomorrow brings, in anxiety from worries, like the worries we pray, Mother, and we know that we are not alone. Tonight, gathered around Blessed Mother, we know that we are not alone. Your family is not alone. Your children are not alone. As a young person, also as an adult, I wondered and asked myself, what is the secret of Medjugorje? I think that one gets to know Medjugorje only if you have a chance to live there. If you live there and you experience your faith, if you recognize the beauty of the church, because people in different languages, as on Pentecost, are looking for a way to God, we comprehend here how great God is in his mercy, especially you who are priests and hear confessions. Dear pilgrims, Medjugorje is not going to overwhelm you with electrified streets or cultural monuments and events, but you are not here for that. Medjugorje will direct you to start thinking of that what is eternal and that what is transitory. You will start thinking about yourself, about God, about your future. The only thing is certain in Medjugorje, and that is how many people received communion, how many arrived, how many left, we don't know. The miracle of Medjugorje is not the fact that somebody who was paralyzed started to walk, that somebody who did not go for confession for years now went for a confession and started new life. Conversion means to start to live our daily life in a different way. Last year, over 2 million Holy Communions were delivered here in Medjugorje. That is a miracle, and that is the strength of Medjugorje. With that, each communion in that, every pilgrim new life started. You know about the event about the man who walks into the store and found the angel who was selling things. What are you selling? An angel says, everything. I sell peace, joy, health, honor, success. And the man says, I would like to buy all that. An angel says, sorry, we do not sell already made products. We only sell seeds. Here, brothers and sisters, in Medjugorje, seeds are being delivered that need to sprout and grow in our hearts and our lives, yours and mine. Of course, the first seed has to be planted. I know, when you got to Medjugorje, you wondered, are apparitions possible? In Bible, apparitions are mentioned. They are revelation, a way of God revealing himself. Persons that we cannot see in their nature with our human eyes in apparitions are visible. If the Bible speaks about that, why wouldn't it be possible today that Jesus sends us her mother, his mother, to call us to conversion and reconciliation and peace? If somebody needed peace and apparitions, it is definitely us, my people. 10 years after the apparition started, the war started and restlessness in these regions. the rivers of crying hearts and broken lives were longing for peace here in Medjugorje and found it here. Many unfortunately want to make out of Medjugorje opposition to the world today. Medjugorje is neither position nor opposition. Medjugorje is serving in the Holy Church. Here we want to say clearly and loudly, God is alive. Our strength is in Him. Jesus is alive, and Mary, His mother, is our mother, and she is Queen of Peace. Church is alive. Church is well, in spite of all the attacks from so many, but nobody will destroy her, because Holy Spirit is in the Church and Holy Spirit guides her. A young man was sentenced to death by hanging. King and Queen passed by and saw what was happening and offered ransom for the unlucky man. The judges agreed, but they demanded 100 golden ducats. Everybody gave as much as one could, but something was missing. 3 golden pieces were missing. They checked the pockets of the young man, and they found 3 golden pieces. Imagine, 3 golden pieces in his own pockets saved him. Each one of us is carrying treasure. Priceless treasure within us, and treasure is around us, our church, our sacraments. Therefore, let us not allow sin to hang us. In Lourdes, it is written, go to the spring, drink water, and wash your face. In Medjugorje, I would say, in heaven and on the ground, on the apparition hill and across mountain, in the church and by the church, There is a sign saying, go to confession, reconcile with God, go and sin no more. That is the secret and the message of Medjugorje. Here we are, brothers and sisters, right here in Medjugorje. I recall the parable from the Holy Scripture when lepers is speaking to Jesus, if you want, you can purify me, cleanse me. I believe Jesus will hear my word, cleanse me from my sins, and bring me back my strength to be able to love and believe again. A wise man say that it is better not to walk alone, because we can, when walking with somebody else, we can always lean on that person. Let us walk with Mary. Let us lean on her. Time is free of charge, but it is priceless. You cannot owe it. You can just use it. You cannot hold it, stick to it, but you can spend it. Once you lose it, you can never gain it back. Therefore, this time of grace with Mary, try to use in order to grow in faith. Dear pilgrims, looking at your faces, I see your suffering, your insecurities, anxiety, but God is telling you, you are not alone. I, with Mary, am on your side. You will, from Medjugorje, go back home carrying, I hope, beautiful memories, because you are leaving mother here behind. You were with her, the warmth of her words, the warmth of her embrace. Share with all the members of peace. Be your comforter and consoler in the time of tea. Amen. Let us pray. For your holy Catholic Church, O Lord, we pray.